The White House has released a report which it says shows the harmful effects from global warming are already being felt in the United States, with temperatures climbing, rainfall increasing, and sea levels rising. The United Nations is warning about the chances of disasters striking the world's biggest cities unless more is done to heed the threat of climate change. Washington correspondent Kim Landis reports.
This is the first climate change report issued since Barack Obama became president, and it contains the strongest language on climate change to come out of the White House. Dr. Jerry Melillo is a lead author of the report.
It is clear that climate change is happening now. The observed climate changes we report are not opinions to be debated. They are facts to be dealt with.
The nearly 200-page document is a joint venture between the White House and 13 federal agencies. It's been released as the US Congress considers legislation that imposes the first national cap on emissions, while also seeking to reduce them. John Holdren is President Obama's chief science advisor.
Action needs to include both measures to reduce the emissions of heat-trapping pollution that are driving this problem and measures to adapt to the part of climate change we can't avoid.
The report reveals that the average temperature in the US has risen 2 degrees Fahrenheit over the past 50 years and might rise by up to 11 degrees by the year 2100. It warns the number of deaths from heat waves could double in Los Angeles and quadruple in Chicago if emissions aren't reduced. Sea levels are also expected to rise, with the area near New York City one of the worst hit. Jane Lubchenco is the administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
We're also reporting today with greater confidence than ever before that human activities are the main cause of the changes that we see underway.
This report compiles years of scientific research and updates it with new data. It paints a bleaker picture of global warming in the United States than has been done before.
I really believe this report is a game changer. I think that much of the foot dragging in addressing climate change is a reflection of the perception that climate change is way down the road, it's in the future, and this report demonstrates, provides the concrete scientific information that says unequivocally that climate change is happening now.
Meanwhile, the United Nations is warning of what it calls mega disasters in the world's biggest cities unless more is done to heed the threat of climate change. It says tens of millions of people are highly exposed because they live in big cities that would be threatened by rising sea levels or earthquakes. This is Kim Landers in Washington for AM.